Tis the season of joy, but is also the season of list. And here at NPR, we are not immune. Our TV critic Eric Deggans is weighing in with his choices for the best on television in 2013. And high on his list this year are political dramas.
Look at the bigger picture.
I think I see what you're getting at.
Kern first?
That's how you devour a whale, Doug. One bite at a time.
That was a scene from House of Cards from the online streaming site Netflix. Another one of his favorites, and I confess mine too, Scandal from ABC.
And how would I have told you? What are the right words?
Nice to meet you, Governor Grant. My father runs the nation's top secret government spy organization.
That's exactly what you were supposed to tell me, because I was going to be president, and that was information I needed to know.
I didn't know you were going to be president.
Both shows are indicative of some major trends in the industry, especially when it comes to diversity in casting and new ways to deliver content. Eric Deggans is here to talk more about those trends. Hey there, Eric.
How you doing?
So we just heard Kerry Washington on Scandal. That was the first network drama in ages that had a black woman at the lead. But over at Fox, there seems to be a downright shift, right? We've seen several shows with non-white leads.
Yeah, it's really interesting. They're using non-white actors as sort of co-leads in shows. So we have on Brooklyn Nine-Nine, we have Andre Brower paired with Andy Samberg. And on Almost Human, we have Michael Ealy paired with Carl Urban. And then on Sleepy Hollow, we have Nicole Beharie.
You've been emancipated, I take it?
Excuse me?
From enslavement.
Do you see this gun? I'm authorized to use it on you.
So Sleepy Hollow, it has this really crazy plot where Ichabod Crane comes back from the dead and he's fighting the four horsemen of the apocalypse, and he's paired with an African-American female policeman. And it lends this really nice dynamic, and I think Fox is shooting for that through all of their programming by diversifying the co-leads.
So what happened there? Why did they make the shift?
Well, what happened was they had these seminars that they started to hold a few years ago where they brought together all their producers and rolled out all this demographic data to show how diversified the nation was becoming and, by extension, how diversified their audience was becoming. And it became good business to have a diversified cast and even diversity behind the camera because that's the audience that they're speaking to these days.
So there's been diversity in also where our programming comes from, right? I mean, a lot of critics talking about foreign TV shows they love. I know you're a fan of the British series Broadchurch.
What's going on?
Someone said the police are at the beach. They might have found a body.
Oh, God! I know him. He's my boy's best friend.
So, Eric, better quality shows or better access to them?
Well, in a weird way, I think it's both. What we have now is better access to them through services like Netflix and Amazon On Demand and iTunes. And this is the cream of the crop in British television. You know, they're going to do an Americanized version of Broadchurch on Fox. But I think seeing the shows in their original form is also a wonderful sense of cultural exchange. And we get to see them as they were created.
So here's the thing, Eric. There may be more places to watch. At the same time, the cost of cable hasn't really changed, and it seems like TV is just as expensive as ever.
Well, yeah, if anything's happened with your cable bill, it's gotten more expensive. The FCC estimates that cable rates rise about 6% annually, and that's way higher than the cost of inflation. Industry analyst NPD Group said that the average cable bill is $90 a month, which is a pretty penny for most folks. So there's no surprise that even though cable penetration is at about 83% of TV homes, that's gone down about 5%. In recent years. So some people are rethinking whether they want to spend that much to access these services. But what I'm concerned about is that we're finding that some of the best television is occurring on these premium cable channels like HBO or Showtime, or at the very least, they're happening on cable channels like AMC and FX. So you have to pay to access those cable channels. Or if you want to see something like Broadchurch, I mean, right now, you have to see it on iTunes and you have to pay for each episode. So I worry that we're creating a system where there are haves and have-nots and TV watchers where people who have can access a level of television that's much better, much more diverse, much more high quality than those who don't.
That's Eric Deggans, NPR's TV critic. Eric, thank you.
Thank you.
All Things Considered is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. Learn more about the music and artists you hear on NPR and discover new music by visiting npr.org/music. There you can also hear a Tiny Desk concert or get an exclusive first listen of new music. This is NPR.